Let's do this, honey.
Welcome to 7 Second Delay.
The sooner we start, the sooner it'll be over.
That's not really true. It's over at 7 o'clock, whether we do a proper introduction or not. You're not into the proper introduction.
I don't play that game, my friend.
Yeah.
I don't play the man's game. I know at your staff meetings you have a whole procedure that you like to tell the DJs to follow.
Yeah. You ought to try coming to one sometime.
Whole template.
Yep.
That's not how I roll, pal.
How do you roll?
My audience expects me to zag. When you say zig, uh-huh. I say zag.
Yeah.
When you say stand, I sit down. And if you can't handle that, Ken, just let me know right now, and then I'll zag with you.
No, I can handle.
No, fine, I'll zag. I don't care.
No, it's fine.
I won't even pretend to care. Whatever you want, buddy.
I only have room for myself in the Zigmobile, so you go ahead and zag.
I'll zag with you.
No, now you're zagging.
What the hell? What?
If you start zagging, I'm going back to zigging.
What the hell do I care? Anyway, what kind of presentation do the other shows, do the grown-up shows do at the beginning? This is 7 Second Delay. We have a wonderful lineup for you tonight, and you're going to love this show.
There you go.
We're very excited. We've been working all week toward putting together the best possible.
Yeah, we've been going back and forth on the idea for the last 36 hours.
Yeah.
And we've now come down and decided that no way. We're not doing the most deserving listener.
Yeah, we can't do that. I don't want to hear sob stories.
We don't want to hear brain cancer stories.
No.
No.
Because you have trouble. I know you have trouble not laughing when you hear those stories.
Well, brain cancer is very funny.
I know.
No, pancreatic cancer, no problem.
Yeah.
I can keep a straight face during a pancreatic cancer story. And you're always telling your testicular cancer jokes. Those are hilarious.
When life gives you lemons, make lemonade. When life gives you testicular cancer, see if the guy who got the lemons will swap.
And then?
If he does swap, make lemonade. Give him a glass or two. The guy's got cancer. That's my philosophy.
He'll be very grateful.
Yeah. What's your philosophy? Don't Bogart that joint.
I'm post-joint. Yeah. I am post-joint,
yeah.
Andy.
Yeah. Great. Congratulations on that, by the way.
Edibles and tincture.
Fine.
Wax.
Fine. Great kid.
Yeah, joints are, I mean, you have to update your weed references.
I'm proud to know you.
It's like.
I've never been prouder.
It's like Jane Mansfield and Joey Heatherton.
Where? Oh, you were just using that as a hypothetical reference.
I'm saying you're drunk.
You got me all excited.
No,
you can't say Jane Mansfield and, you know, you got to have a little mercy on your old pal there.
What I meant was your drug references are dated as your bombshell references. That's what I meant.
Gotcha. I'm zigging. That's how you zig.
Good job.
In case you're wondering.
Good job, Ziggy.
Ziggy.
So, yes, to update you, we were going.
No one cares. Why? People read the newsletter?
Yeah.
They base their Wednesdays on the newsletter?
A lot of people were getting their sob stories already.
I don't want to hear your sob stories. We're not interested in your sob stories. We're going the other way.
Even if it's non-health related.
We're zigging.
Okay.
We're going the other way. Instead of hearing the biggest sob story, the biggest buzzkill story, we'd like to hear from kids that have done something deserving this year. And we have a little reward for you. I have a $25 Amazon gift card.
Uh-huh.
What can you get for $25?
Not much. Not a whole lot.
You can get anything up to $25.
Yeah.
What do you mean not a whole lot?
I think you can get a can of WD-40.
Yeah, you can get a can of WD-40. And
not a big can.
You're just like... Have you been like locked up all week? Is this your first time out of the house in a while?
Kinda.
You're so excited.
Yeah, kind of.
I can't keep up with you.
Yeah, kind of.
You're so enthused. It's driving me crazy. I hate it, frankly.
Sorry.
WD-40.
Yeah, it's been a rough week.
Yeah. It's like a dog that's been starved all week. All right. We want to hear from kids.
How old?
Up to 15, say. That have done some good deeds, that have done a mitzvah this year, right. That have helped people, that have opened their hearts.
Right.
Maybe they volunteered somewhere.
Yeah.
Maybe they volunteered at a local...
dispensary.
Yeah, dispensary. Animal shelter.
Oh, yeah, an animal shelter.
Animal dispensary, maybe. That's wouldn't surprise me. And
maybe they helped the senior citizen next door go to the supermarket.
Yeah, go to the dispensary.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what else could kids have done? Something.
Could they have helped their parents?
Yeah, they turn off the light, do something, save the planet. You know, it's the only planet we have, Ken.
Is it?
Yeah, that's what I've heard. If there's another planet out there, I want to know about it now.
I think they found water beneath the surface of Mars.
I'm on my way. I'll meet you there. Okay. I'll save you a seat. Virgin territory. Yeah. Anyway, we have a $25 gift certificate. That's like money. That's like cash money. Amazon gift certificate.
To the kid who did something worthwhile. Done the best thing. Does volunteering at WFMU count?
Do you have kids volunteer at WFMU?
We do.
Sure. Sure, that's helping the needy.
Okay.
And that's pretty obviously helping the needy.
Yep.
I like to think of it that I help the needy when I come every week.
You do.
I know I do. 201-209-9368.
People who are starving for zingers. They wait until 6 p.m. Oh, where's Andy Breckman? I need a zinger so bad. That's me imitating them.
That's you imitating a guy that's been drinking caffeine all afternoon.
Let's give out the phone number.
I gave it out.
Did you really?
Yeah.
I missed it?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm going to give it out again, and then, Ken, don't look at the phone bank. Avert your eyes, because it'll just...
Okay. Putting my hands over it.
Yeah. It'll just blind you. 201-209-9368. There's a $25 gift certificate to any kid out there who's done something good. If you've been nice this year, in addition to what Santa's going to bring you or what the Hanukkah elf is going to bring you, in addition to that.
Well, my hands are over the phone bank.
All right, let's take the first call. Hi, thanks for calling.
I can't see the lights, but I can feel the heat from the lights.
Yeah, you're warming your hands on it.
Oh, there's no calls.
Yeah.
Oh, that must have just been my rash.
I must be just repelling
yeah,
people.
Yeah, there's nobody calling at all.
Wait, I have money to give away. I have a gift card, an Amazon gift
card.
Yeah,
no, that's a very quaint thing, an Amazon gift card.
Oh, shut up. I don't need... Really, what's the hip thing to give away now?
Venmo. Just Venmo the $25 right to him.
I don't know what that means.
Okay.
No one knows what that means.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, thanks for calling. You love the show.
Hey.
Hey.
Wait a minute. Are you 15 or under?
She sounds 12 to me.
Oh. No, I'm really old. Jeez.
Oh,
Is
this Amy?
No.
Oh, can I call you Amy?
Sure.
Okay, hi, Amy. Welcome to the air.
Hi.
Amy,
hi.
We're looking for kids that have done a good deeds this year, that have that are deserving young boys or girls.
Oh, well, I know a bunch.
Well, have them call.
Oh, okay. I will do that.
Thanks, Amy.
Amy, were you calling because you felt that you were the most deserving listener?
Well, to be honest, I called because I'm stuck in traffic and I'm bored out of my mind.
Yeah, welcome
so
to my
I
world.
I'll call.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks.
Okay.
Yeah, watch out for those snow squalls, Amy.
Oh, yeah. Wow, squalls.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
That's a lady who enjoys her squalls.
And it's with a co-host that enjoys ladies who enjoy squalls. That's pretty obvious.
Hi, you're on the air.
That was some call. Hi, thanks for calling.
Me? Yes, yeah. You. It's you.
I can't believe I got through.
I can't believe it either.
No, wait, you sound older than 15, young man.
No, I'm 14.
Are you 14?
I'm 14 years old, yeah.
Sounds 14 to me.
And what is your name?
Paul.
And Paul, I have a $25 Amazon gift card. I'd love to send it to you if you are the most deserving young listener.
Andy, I don't think he's really 14.
Oh. I was in Jersey City, and I helped someone less fortunate recently.
You don't think he's 14?
I didn't say that. Why don't
Quick,
you?
Paul, without thinking, without saying anything, what year were you born?
1985.
Hold on.
Wrong.
Wait a minute. That puts him...
That's way wrong.
That puts him... He's 70 years old.
Yeah.
By my calculations, which is not 100%. Well, thanks for calling, Paul.
All right.
Okay. Sorry, Paul. See, I told you, everybody reads the newsletter, and...
Amy didn't read the newsletter. Paul didn't read the newsletter.
They're ready for the most deserving listener. You're scared of true life.
I just don't want to hear.
Yeah, you don't want to hear about brain cancer.
Cancer of the eyeball stories.
Right. Cancer of the eyeball, no problem.
Because you got two eyes, you mean?
Yeah. Nobody gets cancer of the eyeball anyway. Have you ever heard of such a thing? Yeah.
No, that's a good point.
Yeah, you get macular degeneration.
That's a good point.
That's what you get, not eyeball cancer.
You've given us a lot to think about today, Ken.
Thank you.
Do you think just people are watching the impeachment hearings?
Hell no. What a snooze fest that is.
Yeah, as opposed to this.
Yeah.
As opposed to this.
Hey, you did great last week, by the way. Let me just congratulate you.
What did I do?
You actually operated the controls and the board for the second half of the show last week.
Did I take calls?
Yes, you took calls.
It's all a blur.
I went home early.
You were listening on the car radio?
Yep. And you did great. Technically, I was amazed. What you did on the air was completely illegal.
Just remind me.
Soliciting donations for yourself?
No. Soliciting
tips.
Holiday tips. That's illegal by you?
Yeah. But I'm happy to report that Andy only made 69 cents.
That was a very
pointed amount.
I haven't been able to open my PayPal account. Maybe I have more than
that. I don't think so.
Well, let's just take this call.
Okay. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, thanks for calling.
Hey, I'm Gabe.
Hey, Gabe.
I'm 15. I live in Denville, New Jersey.
Okay, Gabe.
And I believe Gabe. I believe he is 15.
Gabe, we're looking for kids. I have a $25 gift certificate. If you have done the most good this year, have you been a good boy this year? Have you been helping your fellow man?
Yeah, I don't think so. We have this little thing in our town called Santaland, where all the little kids can go see the Santa that we have.
Santaland, right?
Yeah, and I've been volunteering for that. I've been chaperoning and taking pictures for little kids.
And you do this for no money? You're not on the payroll there. You do it because you want to help.
Yeah, it's all volunteer.
It's all volunteer. What do you think of that, Ken?
Do you dress up as an elf, Gabe?
Yeah, I'm a little too tall to dress up as an elf. It'd be a 6-foot elf, so that'd be a little...
Uh-huh. Do you have to wear an elf costume or anything?
Nah, just a Santa hat, and they're pretty happy about it.
Why, you want to see him in a costume, Ken? You want to see these young boys in costumes? You want to give your email address so Gabe can send you pictures of himself dressed up?
I'm getting a little
various
worried.
Costumes. No, Ken, it seems to be important to my co-host. What kind of costume would you like Gabe to wear, Ken? This is a very tall, seems like a very healthy 15-year-old boy.
Yeah.
Just give us a list of costumes. I think, Gabe, we're going to...
Well, Elf is in the top 10.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. I know, it's a rotating list. It changes. It's seasonal.
Yes, it is.
201-209-9368. Hey, Gabe, right now you are in the top position. What would you do with that $25 extra little bonus this year?
I'd probably save up for a new photography lens.
Kids like Gabe, to me, they're the future of this country.
Yes, they are.
I'm heartened to know these kids. They're fantastic.
They're a better generation than ours, Andy.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks so much.
Well, we didn't set the bar very high, did we?
No, we didn't. We intentionally set it low.
Yeah. For example, we founded this station.
Right.
You can do. You'll do better than that with your life, Gabe.
So, do we want to keep Gabe on the air, or do we want?
But Gabe, here's the deal. If you're in the top three, if you end up at the end of the show in the top three, we're going to need to talk to you again. Can you email Ken your phone number?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, okay. So my email is ken@wfmu.org. Gabe.
Okay, thank
Gabe, and just yeah, okay. just send me your phone number, and if you're in top three, then we have
one last question to ask you at the end of the show,
the finals,
yeah, the tiebreaker. Okay, thanks, Gabe.
Thanks, Gabe. Keep up the good work.
Yeah,
and get yourself an elf costume,
and send that picture along with your phone number.
I don't need a picture.
Hello.
Hi. You're on the air.
Hi.
I'd like to complain because this show is very weird. It's like asking kids and like talking about costumes.
I know.
It's not so nice.
It's making me very uncomfortable. Is it making you uncomfortable?
Yeah, I think I just happened to hear it. And
yeah.
I think I want to complain.
Yeah, sounds
okay,
like.
Okay, your complaint. Hold on, sir. Your complaint is registered. I have a complaint list right here.
Okay,
and that's
good.
You're the first complaint today.
And that is a very good thing. So maybe
it is, I know.
Money.
When we get to 100,000 complaints, we have a meeting, a staff meeting, and we discuss the issue.
Okay, but wait, do I get the money? Because it's a good thing.
It's a good thing to point out the problem with the show.
Yes.
Well, the money is reserved for our younger viewers, our younger listeners. But thank you for trying.
How old are you, sir?
Enjoy the very nice show.
He's
I don't
30.
Like it.
He's okay. 32.
You're 32 years old?
Yeah.
Sir?
Okay, bye.
Bye.
None of your business.
None of your business, Ken. Well, if you were younger, if you were under 16, Ken would like a picture. That's why.
No.
If you're going to complain about our show, we need to know what you look like.
Oh, it's so refreshing. It's so refreshing to hear you making your old child molestation jokes again. Oh, how we missed them.
Yeah.
There was that period of time when you were actually worried about the current cultural climate.
Well, I had
you stopped making rape jokes.
I had a Netflix show going.
Yeah.
If my CBS gig comes in, I'll have to rethink all of it.
Oh, yeah. How's that going?
Well, we'll know soon.
How many hurdles have you cleared?
Well, I've cleared, I think, 10 out of 30.
All right. Keep it up.
Yeah,
keep
you
going.
You have to run the gauntlet.
Yeah.
Get a show on the air.
Slow and steady on those hurdles.
Thanks, Ken. I'll take your advice. Hold on. I'll write that down.
Slow and steady.
Thanks, yeah. Ken.
One day at a time.
Thanks, Ken.
No problem. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, thanks for calling. Hey, we have a gift certificate. Would you like to win it?
Sure.
What is your name?
Dakota.
Hey, Dakota. Have you been a good girl this year? What did you? How old are you?
Eight.
Eight. And what did you do this year to help your friends or neighbors or family?
I helped change my sister like 5 times, and I helped feed my cat.
Oh, so you were doing chores around the house.
Yeah.
Wow, feeding the cat is very important. I wish I had somebody to feed my cat.
Yeah.
Especially if that person could wear an elf costume.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Dakota, so you have a baby sister?
Yeah.
And you help around the house? Well, that's fantastic. Both of those things are fantastic. And we are in the running. We have a $25. What would you do with this $25 gift certificate?
I don't know. Probably save it.
Yeah, you could convert it to Venmo money.
Yeah.
Dakota, can you have your mom or your dad email me your phone number so that at the end of the show, if you're in the top three...
We have a tie-breaking question.
Then we have one question.
We'll need to call you.
So just have your mom or dad, hopefully they're listening, email me your phone number or any number where I can reach you again in about half an hour. My email address is ken@wfmu.org.
All right, thank
you.
So
we'll talk to you soon. So in that half hour, you can change your sister once or twice. You can feed the cat. But Dakota, don't get it mixed up. Don't put a diaper on the cat by mistake.
She would never do that.
I'm making a joke. Just me and Dakota. That's funny, right, Dakota?
Yeah.
Laugh. Let me hear you laugh. Okay. Good enough for me. I'll take it.
Thanks, Dakota.
Dakota and I think we kind of bonded there.
Yeah.
Instant rapport.
Is that your usual technique, forcing women to laugh at your jokes?
You got to start them young.
Yeah.
So Gabe is 15, and he volunteers at Santa Land.
Mm-hmm.
Dakota does chores around the house.
Yeah, changes diapers, feeds the cat.
Yeah, she's a little angel. Heaven must be missing an angel there.
Wish I had somebody to feed my dogs and cat.
Yeah. And in a few years, we'll need someone to put diapers on us. Maybe Dakota will be 20, 25. She'll be volunteering her.
I'm not going to need a person every day to change my diaper.
Dakota, you're volunteering at FMU. You need to put the albums in order. You need to sweep up the studio, and you need to change Ken's diaper.
No, just once. I'm just putting it on one time.
That's me projecting 20 years from now. Volunteers changing your diaper. That'll be on the tour list.
I don't think so.
I won't be changing that diaper. I love you, but I don't love you that much.
Yeah. I'm not changing your diaper either. Don't worry.
Would be the greatest show we ever do.
I'm getting
changing each other's diapers. Let's agree to this.
Yeah.
If we ever do that as a show where we change each other's diapers, that will be our last show.
Okay.
It will be unbeatable.
Great.
Can't be topped.
No problem.
No problem. We'll see you right here in 20 years.
20 years? I don't think I'm going to be wearing diapers yet in 20 years. Sorry to disappoint you.
I'm going to put my diapers on early, I think, before I really need them.
You're going to get one of those ever
get acclimated to it.
Get one of those ever clean diapers.
I don't know what that means.
You don't have to ever change them.
Hey, I love the sound of that.
Yeah.
You'd be buried in them.
Hi, you're on the air.
Thanks for calling.
Yo, what's up, gents?
Yo, is it Danger?
Yo, it's Big Danger. How you guys doing tonight?
We are Ken, in the danger zone.
You just entered the danger zone, Ken. But now, the Danger Zone has its own little theme song.
Yeah.
It's like a little mini segment.
We really need an announcer and a theme song for the Danger Zone.
Yeah, we do.
Listen, boys, I just got to say, I got to file a polite complaint.
Okay.
Okay.
You can address the polite complaint. You can address the polite complaint to my mother. That's her name is Mrs. Friedman. Ready? Go ahead, Danger.
What the hell am I dealing with?
Go ahead, Danger.
My mother.
Listen, I just got to know, what gives, man? You guys reported 69 cents in donations last week.
Yeah.
For a fact, I sent $5.
You did?
Whoa!
I just can't. Danger, I thank you for that. Thank you for that generous tip. I can't figure out how to get into my PayPal account.
Danger, you sent it into a black hole.
No. Oh, Danger.
Andy, if this is how you treat your friends, I can't imagine how you treat your enemies.
Well, this is how I treat my friends. But when I can't get into my PayPal account. Danger, God bless you and God bless you and your work. I'm gonna spend it wisely.
What was your address again? It was like Andy at bathroomfantasies.com or something.
Something like that. It's UncleAndyToys at Gmail. This guy Danger, he's just joking around, Ken. He's irrepressible. Let me tell you something about Danger.
Yeah, is he a scamp?
He's a rascal.
Thank you, Danger. After the new year, we're going to have your own theme song for the Danger Zone whenever you call in.
Oh, I would love that, guys.
I promise.
Yeah, that's what scares me, that he would love it. 201-209-9368. We're talking to kids that are the most deserving kids, and we have a little reward for them. We have a $25 Amazon gift card.
And right now, it's Dakota and Gabe are in the running.
Yeah, we're looking for to hear from some more. 201-209-9368. Hey, thanks for calling.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, can you hear me?
I can.
Awesome.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
You sound great, by the way.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. So do you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
How's Andy sound?
Yeah. I can't hear him.
I used to be a part of this show. I remember those days.
Now I hear you.
Well, now you're not 15 or younger.
I'm 16. Is that okay?
I don't think so. What year were you born, 16-year-old?
I was born in 2003.
Oh, he does math real quick.
He does.
So it's not hard to do.
There was
19 minus 16.
He dragged that answer out a little too long. Do you agree?
I agree.
Can we play that back?
Maybe my birthday.
I don't need your birthday.
Are you sure?
You're not 16.
I'm 16.
Nah, I don't think so.
I'm a sophomore in high school. I go to Madison High in New Jersey.
I don't think you do either. I don't think that's true either. What
make him prove that he goes to Madison High School?
Well, I will. I'll ask him. Name two generals that fought in the Civil War. Anyone that went to Madison wouldn't know.
Robert E. Lee and Ulysses S. Grant.
That's correct.
Yeah, well, he didn't. Then he's not in Madison High School.
Oh, because they don't teach that.
No, they don't.
Okay, sorry, fake 16-year-old. We're moving on. All right, we got Dakota's phone number. We got Gabe's phone number.
Okay, we just need we need somebody else to we need to hear from some other kids. We have a $25 Amazon gift card. Do you think kids would be going crazy?
I think you should give more. I think you should offer more.
You think that would increase the response?
I think so. I think $75.
Dear God, no, no, no. That's Ken talking. That's not me talking. That's not my wallet talking. $25 is a lot. You can get video games, can't you?
I don't know if you can.
You can get some DVDs or something?
Who uses DVDs anymore?
I don't know, Ken. I don't know. Jane Mansfield does, I know.
I don't think so. Is she even alive?
No, she was decapitated.
Oh, that's right. Wow, but Joey Heatherton's alive.
Did you know when you're driving in a car and you're behind a tractor trailer,
mm-hmm.
and the tractor trailer has a guardrail, a guard built into the truck below the rear of the tractor trailer, to prevent you from skidding under the tractor trailer.
Cool.
To prevent a small car from skidding under the tractor trailer in an accident.
Yeah.
That's called the Mansfield grill.
Is that what happened to her?
Yes.
She skidded under a truck and her head got lopped off?
Well, that's what the conventional wisdom is. Yeah. So you can thank Jane Mansfield for that more than you've ever done.
Thank you, Jane Mansfield.
That's just one of her many contributions.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe someday there'll be some kind of safety device named after Ken Friedman.
Yes, there will be.
Some kind of filter on your vaping pipe or something?
No, it's the old man pipe.
The old man pipe.
It's the old man pipe. It's known as a Friedman.
Yeah, let's take the call.
Yeah. That way you can be smoking your weed, and it just looks like you're an old man smoking tobacco. You're not using one of them newfangled marijuana.
You mean it's a corn cob pipe?
No,
you're
not
smoking
even.
Your weed in a corn cob
pipe. No, not a corn cob pipe. Like a classy, long...
Professor's pipe.
Yeah, a professor's wooden pipe. They're known as Friedmans. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, thanks for calling. What's your name?
My name is Finn.
Hey, Finn. How old are you?
I'm 10.
That's a perfect age to be. Merry Christmas or Happy Hanukkah. Which one is it for you?
It's Christmas.
Oh, good. Merry Christmas. Hey, and you know what we have? We have $25 that would be a little extra bonus gift that we're giving to some kid. If you've been good this year, have you done some good deeds this year around the house or around the town?
Yeah.
Like, what have you been doing?
I have been packing my own lunch.
Wow.
I helped my baby brother. And
you've been doing.
I do my own laundry.
Wow! You do chores. Your own laundry. That's huge. Most men never do their own laundry. And how old are you, Finn?
Yeah, Finn I'm 10.
Finn is 10.
And how old's your little brother?
My brother's 1.
Does he do his own laundry?
Ken, you're so funny. Ken, how can a 1-year-old do his own laundry?
With Finn's help.
I think Ken has some serious issues, don't you think, Finn?
Careful, Finn. Careful how you answer that.
Did you repeat that?
No, I'm just joking. So, Ken, let me tell you, you're certainly in the running. We certainly think you're a wonderful, wonderful kid. You pack your own lunch.
Yes.
You do your own laundry. What other chores around the house do you do?
He helps with his 1-year-old brother. Like, what kinds of things do you do to help your brother?
Sometimes I take care of him when my dad goes to pick up my mom.
Oh, you do some babysitting.
Yeah.
That's
fantastic. Maybe in 20 years you could volunteer at FMU and change Ken's diaper.
That spot's taken.
Yeah. That's a long list. There's a waiting list. Finn, you know what? We're so excited to meet you. Can you send us your phone number?
No, let's keep Finn on the line.
We have 25 minutes.
Okay. Finn, can you or somebody else there email me your phone number so we can call you back if you're in the final three?
Yes.
Okay, so, my email address is ken@wfmu.org.
Okay.
Great. Thank you, Finn.
And keep doing that laundry.
So let's review. We have Gabe.
Bye, Finn.
Gabe's a teenager. Bye. Right?
Keep the whites and the coloreds separate, Finn.
Okay.
When you do the laundry.
When
yeah,
you do the laundry. Careful of reds. Careful, especially if it's a red that hasn't been washed already.
Yep, the reds are evil.
Yes, evil reds.
Yeah, evil reds.
Okay, bye Finn. Sorry, Finn and I were just bonding.
Yeah, thanks for inviting me on your show.
We were bonding over laundry.
Yeah, I could see
you
that.
And Dakota were bonding.
We have Gabe. Let me just review. We're looking for the kids that have helped out the most this year. We have a gift to the kid that's helped out the most. Gabe volunteers at Santa Land.
Oh, right, he's the elf.
Dakota is 8 years old and feeds the family pet.
Right? Changes the baby's diaper.
Finn is doing his own laundry. He's 10 years old.
That blows me away.
Yeah.
That he's doing his own laundry at 10. Have you ever done your own laundry?
Well, I've written the checks.
No, that doesn't count.
I've had my assistant write the checks. I told my assistant to write the checks.
That doesn't count. So Finn's way ahead of you.
Aren't you reassured about the future of this country?
Yes.
When you meet kids like this?
Yes, I am.
The next generation coming up, they're going to know how to do their own laundry, buddy.
Yep.
Cats are going to be fed. Babies are going to be changed, have clean diapers.
It sounds like utopia.
It does. They're going to be elves for every kid, every boy and girl. You go to when you visit Santa.
Ah, there'll be so many people to change my diaper.
That will be the worst, won't it, when we have diapers?
Have you ever had to wear an adult diaper?
Have I ever had to wear an adult diaper?
Yeah.
Under what circumstances would that have happened?
Would you like to hear my adult diaper story?
No. I'll pay you cash money not to hear it.
Okay, how much? How much will you pay
I'll
me?
I'll pay you right now. Hold on.
How much? $20. $20
that's
or I'm telling my adult diaper story. Yeah, I've worn one. It's a long story.
Don't tell me. Don't tell me your story. Here's $5.
$5?
Yeah.
Well, that's not 20.
Yeah.
I won't tell most of the
story. More than you've ever. Hey, we have calls. Okay. Here we go.
Hi, you're on the air.
Have I ever had to wear an adult diaper?
Hello?
Hey, turn down your radio.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is this WFMU?
It is.
I'm afraid it is. I'm afraid you've dialed the correct number.
Oh, well, let me give you my son. Here.
Okay, great.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, how are you? Well, I'm so glad you're on the radio with us. What's your name?
My name's Christy.
Hi, Christy. And Christy, have you done good deeds this year and helped other people?
Yes.
How old are you, Christy?
I am 9.
That's a perfect age to be. And what have you done around the house or around your community?
Well, I did... I'm going to start with the house chores. So, I helped my dad collect sticks for the fire.
Oh, that's good.
Kindling, excellent, good.
I walk my dog a lot.
He helps with the pets?
I take care of her.
Christy.
That's Christy all over.
Yeah.
I take care of my younger brother, Fox.
Oh.
You take care of your younger brother?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And
you babysit a little bit or you help out when it's bedtime?
Yeah.
Good for you, Christy.
And I also did this thing called the Harry Chapin Fun Run against hunger.
Wow.
Oh, against hunger. So you're against hunger.
Of course he's against hunger.
Okay.
Hello.
Okay, I gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, Christy, it's a lot of good stuff you've been doing.
Yeah, Christy, we're very proud of you, and I know your parents are too. Listen, have your dad send Uncle Ken your phone number, because if you're in the top three, we're gonna wanna ask you a tie-breaking question.
I also gave $20 to WFMU.
Oh, wow, she wins.
Well, no, I'm afraid that goes in the negative column.
No, she wins.
Have you heard WFMU, Christy?
Yes. My dad listens to it, like, so much.
Wait, did you say your dog does?
No, her dad.
I think she said dog.
No, her dad.
Well, that makes no sense. But dog, I completely understand. Okay. Well, thanks very much for...
I'm a he, by the way.
It's a he.
Oh, thank you, Christy.
Yeah. See, when his father said, I'm going to put my son on, that was the clue I needed.
Oh, man.
Yeah, well, I've been writing detective stories for a while.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks, Christy. So that was Christy, 9-year-old Christy, and he helps with kindling.
Mm-hmm.
He helps around the house.
Walks the dogs.
Come the apocalypse, come the end of the world, you're going to want someone that can gather kindling.
Dry kindling, yes.
Dry kindling?
Yep.
There's a Harry Chapin fun run. There's still stuff named after Harry Chapin.
It's anti-hunger.
Yeah, it's anti-hunger. Hi, thanks for calling.
We're
so glad you called. What is your name?
Caleb.
Hey, Caleb. I'm so glad you called. How old are you?
4.
That's fantastic. And Caleb, we're looking for good little boys and girls. We have an extra gift that we might send a special boy and girl. Have you been good this year? Have you been helping out around your house?
Yeah, I've been picking up grass and I've been going to food learning library.
Picking up claws? And picking weeds with her brother. That's good stuff to do.
Is that what we just heard?
What, do you leave the claws laying around at your house?
No, I think Caleb went to the library, right, Caleb? Caleb, you help clean up around the house? You clean up after you play? Is that what you do?
I think Caleb said that he was picking up claws.
What does that mean?
Like crab, after a crab dinner, there's claws all over the place. And Caleb would.
You mean that's Caleb's chores when they serve crabs?
Right, king crab.
Yeah, they said picking up.
Yeah. Picking up. Thanks, picking up. Caleb. Andy? That's great.
Yes, hey, man. Yeah.
Oh, hey, yeah, sorry.
That's okay.
So help us out.
I'm telling you, that was our son volunteers at the library on Saturday. So
yeah.
You want to say hello, Emmeline?
Yeah, Caleb is at the library every Saturday, Ken. Every Saturday he's there. You can, like clockwork.
They have
he volunteers.
Crab dinners?
No, it has nothing to do with crabs. You misunderstood the man.
Are you going to say hello, Emmeline?
I don't think so.
And that way, Caleb has a sister, apparently. Well, Caleb is certainly in the running.
Can you email me a phone number where I can call you back at? Give me a number where I can call Caleb back at. My email address is ken@wfmu.org.
Ken, we're in a little trouble now.
Secret message for Caleb's
Ken,
dad.
We're in a little trouble now.
What? Yeah, I don't even know where you're going with this.
Ken, what are we going to do? We got kids now waiting.
Yeah.
What do we do now?
Yeah, I don't know. This is what you wanted to do.
I thought it would
you're on your own. I think
more
you
clear
should,
cut.
I think you should give them all $25.
No, Ken. No, that doesn't work. That's,
why?
Because that's money from my pocket.
So you're going to take these kids who now have all their hopes up for $25 and you're going to...
I don't know. Ken, let me think. Just please stop talking for 1 minute. Give me a little space.
You're going
to... Ken, I'm trying to figure out what to do. Wait, you want to take this last call?
Sure.
Okay, we have one more.
Hi, another $25 gift certificate. Hi, you're on the air.
I'm in a terrible hole here. Let me figure this out.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, what's your name?
Hey. I am Sparrow.
Hey. Sparrow?
Yeah, like the bird.
Oh, hey, Sparrow.
Hi, Sparrow. What a wonderful name.
There's a species of bird that's been named after you.
That's
Did
what
you
she
know
said.
That?
That's what
she's
I
know. So special. And Sparrow, how old are you?
I am 10.
That's great. And have you been helping out around the house or around the town or around your school this year?
I helped my dad today.
What did you do for your dad?
He lost his glasses in the snow at the park.
Oh,
and
no.
I helped him find them.
You saved the day, didn't you? Without without his glasses, your dad couldn't even drive home. Your dad would be lost and helpless. Sparrow, you were the hero today.
Heroine.
Yeah.
Heroine.
Yeah.
Well, that's a great story. I wish I had a co-host that could tell stories that well.
I can tell that story.
We don't need you to tell that story. We've just heard the story from the source, from the main primary source.
I think the
young woman who was there.
I can tell it almost as well as Sparrow tells
okay,
it.
Okay, thanks very much for calling, Sparrow. We need your phone number, Sparrow.
Sparrow, if you can have somebody else email me your phone number so we can call you back. Andy doesn't know exactly how this whole thing's going to play out. But
I don't.
He wants to have your phone number for some unknown reason.
All right.
So my email is ken@wfmu.org. Thank you, Sparrow.
Bye.
Keep finding those glasses.
You're not helping. You're not helping, Ken.
Yeah.
Okay, now what am I going to do?
I don't know what you're going to do.
Yeah, let me explain the hole I'm in.
We have lots of phone numbers lots of kids.
We have Gabe. We have Dakota. We have Finn. We have Christy. We have Caleb. And we have Sparrow. That's six people. Ken.
So I got Christy's number?
Great.
I got Finn's phone number.
Yeah.
I have Dakota's phone number.
Here was my intention. Here was my plan. Can I tell you what that was?
Gabe's phone number.
Oh, God. Oh, God, no.
And there's probably more phone numbers coming in.
No. What has happened? Wait, why?
Hold on.
Let me just tell you what the plan was, and then maybe we can get back to the plan.
Maybe, okay. Oh, yes. Let's hear your plan.
My plan was to, I thought there'd only be three calls. We'd have three kids.
I tried to stop after three, by the way.
Okay, we had three. Yeah, thank you for that.
Put that out there.
When will I listen to you? When will I be? Maybe next year will be the year that I take my cues from you. But wait, I thought we'd have three calls, and we'd get all three kids on the phone together, and I would ask them to decide between themselves who was the most worthy. And we'd hear them discuss it and debate it.
Uh-huh.
And we'd hear maybe one or two of the kids sacrifice themselves for the third kid.
I'm sure that would happen. You really thought that would happen?
Let's try it. Let's pick three kids that are most deserving.
And what about the other kids?
Oh, shut up. Shut up. What do I do, Ken? I can't say no to these kids. I can do it, but my wife will kill me. We've got Gabe, he's 15. Oh, they're all so cute. We've got Dakota, who's 8.
I think you owe them all a $25 gift.
I can't do that because, wait, that's 25 times 6. That's like $800.
Well, I only have 4 phone numbers here.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no, Zach?
No, well, Zach wasn't involved. Zach we didn't talk to.
Okay.
Some of these are unauthorized.
Oh, Zach is from the Crab Dinners. Okay, so Zach doesn't count. Okay, we got Finn. Finn's phone number.
Oh, no.
So you owe Finn $25.
No. Wait, hold on.
Okay.
How about this? If they all agree, everyone will get, can you give a $10 gift certificate?
No.
You can't?
No, I don't think they come that small. Seriously.
You can't give a $10 Amazon gift certificate?
No, I think it's a $20 minimum.
Oh, I've got 6 kids here.
Hmm.
Wait, hold on. Is there a $15 gift certificate?
I don't think there's numbers that low.
What do you mean there's numbers that low? What do grandpas do?
15?
What do uncles do?
Oh, that's
big
like
families?
A penny. Like, I've heard of 15.
No, $15. You can get stuff.
Yeah, that's a penny. It's like a penny.
Penny? Why would you say that? Wait, suppose I wanted to. Wait.
Dakota wouldn't even stoop down to
all right,
pick
let's
up,
just start calling
to
these
pick
kids.
Up a $15 gift certificate.
Let's start calling these kids. I'm going to give Gabe a choice. Gabe can get the $25, or everybody can get $10. Let's see if Gabe agrees. Call him.
Hang on.
Do we have Gabe's number?
I do have Gabe's number.
Okay, let's go. Let's just start calling. And if everyone agrees, they all get $10. So it's a little bit of a sacrifice for the common good. This turns out to be a heartwarming tale of redemption.
I think
and
Gabe,
sacrifice.
Gabe should insist on everybody getting $25.
If Gabe wants the $25, I'm going to give it to him. Let's see how heartless he is. If any of these kids want the $25, they get it.
We're calling Gabe.
Hey, Gabe, it's Uncle Andy again.
Hey.
How you doing? Hey, Gabe, have you been listening?
We have.
Gabe, I have 6 kids here. You're one of the 6. They all seem very deserving. They all seem like wonderful kids. I don't have enough money to send everybody $25.
He's got enough money.
I don't have enough money.
Gabe, he's got so much
money.
Gabe,
here's your choice. You have this choice, okay? Are you ready?
sure.
If you want the $25, I'm going to send it to you. But that means nobody else will get any money. However, if you agree and if everyone else agrees to accept $10, I'll send you a $10 gift certificate.
There's other possibilities, Gabe.
No, those are the two. Those are the two options on the table.
Gabe, you could accept 20.
No, that's not on the table.
Insist that everybody else get 20.
No, that is not on the table. It's not being offered.
Gabe, Andy's completely on the spot.
Gabe, you have 30 seconds. You have 15 seconds.
Gabe, you have the upper hand here.
You do.
You completely have
Gabe, let me just tell you. You would get $25, but you know whose heart you'd be breaking? Dakota, Finn, Christy, Caleb, and Sparrow.
Or, Gabe, you could have them all get $20.
No, that is not an option, Ken. You can keep saying it, but it's not on the table.
I don't know. Everyone that gets $20 deal sounds pretty good.
No, that's not an option. Everyone's going to get $10.
Hey, Gabe, do you know about the Impractical Jokers?
I do indeed.
Yeah, you know that they have a new TV show? You know who created that TV show?
No.
Your Uncle Andy here.
I did.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He got a lot of money for
if
that.
If there's a fourth season or fifth season, maybe I'll up the Andy here.
Yeah.
But right now...
No, they pay good money for TV show ideas like that.
What's on the table right now, Gabe? We have 11 minutes. What's on the table now is you get $25 and everyone else is shut out, or everyone gets
$10. You know, I'm going to go for the everyone gets $10.
Okay, very good. Let's see if everyone agrees. Okay, let's call Dakota. We need this to be unanimous. Dakota can get $25 and shut everyone else out.
All right. Thanks, Gabe.
Thanks, Gabe. This truly is a heartwarming story, isn't it? Everyone's sacrificing a little bit.
Whoops.
Isn't your heart swelling a little bit there, Ken?
A little bit. It's two sizes too small, but it is swelling.
Your heart?
Yeah.
I've always known that about you. Now, who are we calling here?
Dakota.
Okay. Dakota has to sign off on this deal. Hey,
hi.
Dakota. Hi, Dakota. Thanks for picking up. It's your Uncle Andy again.
Oh, hi.
Hi. Hey, have you been listening? Dakota, here's the deal. I don't have enough. There are six kids that seem very deserving and seem really nice, but I don't have enough to give everybody $25.
He does have enough. But
here's where we are, Dakota. I can give you $25, right?
What?
If you want it, the $25, I'll give it to you. But it means all the other kids get nothing.
Oh.
Or you can take less money. You can take $10, and all the kids would get $10.
Okay, that sounds fair enough.
It does? Wait, so you'll do the $10?
Sure.
This is a Christmas miracle. Don't you see, Ken? This is fantastic. Okay, Dakota.
Thanks, Dakota.
Thanks, Dakota.
All right.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Oh, but if one kid says, I'm taking the $25, this game is over.
Right.
Okay?
Finn and Christy.
It's up to them.
Andy's got a lot of money.
No, it doesn't. That doesn't. What the hell are you talking? Then who are we calling now?
I'm going to call Finn next.
Okay. Will Finn take the deal?
This is
like some psychological experiment. This is like the prisoner's dilemma. Do you know that question?
Yeah.
You know, do you sacrifice for the common good?
Right.
This is exactly what it is. These kids are learning a great life lesson.
Finn said, I want the 25.
Then he gets it.
And
then everyone
Dakota, Gabe, or Christy called back crying. You'd have to give them all 25.
No, that's not how it works.
Hi, Finn.
Hey, Finn.
Hello.
Hey, it's your Uncle Andy and your Uncle Ken again.
Okay.
Finn, here's the deal. There are six kids that just like you that have really been good this year that deserve to get some extra money. But I don't have enough to give everybody $25. But here's what I'm saying, Finn. Are you ready? You have a choice to make. If you want the $25, I'm going to give it to you. You'll get it. But all the other kids, Gabe and Dakota and Christy and Caleb and Sparrow, they'll get nothing. Okay? If you want the money, everybody gets nothing. Or you can get $10 and everybody else can get $10.
Or... Finn, you could insist on getting $25, and then if Sparrow, Christy, Dakota, or Gabe call back crying, Andy will have to give everybody
$25. No, I would refer them to you, Finn. I would refer them to you if they were crying. So what do you think, Finn?
I think everybody should get 20.
Yes, exactly.
Thank you, Finn. I agree with you. They should, but they won't. This is the reality. You get $25.
They should get 20.
Well, yeah. I know. Of course.
Would you listen to Finn?
Everybody should get 100. Why not? If you're going to dream, if you're just throwing out numbers. Finn, no one's Finn, if you insist on this,
does his own laundry.
Finn, if you insist on this, you know what? No one will get anything if you can't answer the question.
No, Finn, hold out.
It's now up to Finn. Gabe is listening. Dakota's listening. Christy and Caleb and Sparrow, they're all leaning into their radio. Tears are welling in their eyes. Finn, you can't be the holdout. Should everyone get 10 or do you get 25?
Everyone gets 10.
Okay, that's it. This is how it works. This is collectively, they are bargaining together. Do you see how it works, Ken?
Thanks, Finn.
They're each sacrificing a little bit for the good of the community.
Yeah.
This is so inspiring.
I do think that all it would take would be one kid calling back, even pretending to cry.
I would give that kid Finn's phone number. I would give them your phone number.
That's fine. Maybe they have an elf costume.
Yeah. Okay, who are we calling now?
By the way, Gabe's dad called in and said that Gabe is 6'6", so he hardly thinks it's fair that Gabe, you know, is participating in a kid's thing.
Because he's so tall?
Yeah.
Because there's a height requirement? Where did that happen? You don't get paid by height?
Well, he may be 15, but he's 6'6".
I don't know what the hell that means. Well, okay, but that makes me love Gabe even more, frankly, and his family. Who are we calling now?
Christy.
Christy, 9 years old. You know, she brings in kindling with her dad when they're lighting a fire.
I know. Dry kindling. She walks the dogs.
Remember Harry Chapin?
Yes.
You know, he has a fun run?
Right.
Raise money?
The pro-hunger fun run?
Well, it's not pro-hunger. It's anti-hunger.
Oh, have they changed it?
Yeah, the pro-hunger fun run was...
Hi.
Hey, Christy, how are you? It's your Uncle Andy again. How have you been?
I'm good.
Hey, Christy, I don't know if you've been listening, but you have a big decision to make. I don't have enough money to give all six kids $25, but you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to offer you this choice. Are you ready? If you want the $25, you can have it. But it means all the other kids, Caleb and Sparrow and Finn and Dakota and Gabe, they'll get nothing. Or...
That's diabolical.
Or...
That you've concocted this...
Or you can take a little less. If everyone takes $10, then everyone would get $10. So you can have the $25... So what do you think, Christy?
And I guess also any other kid could email me right now and get in on this $10.
No, that's not how it works. No.
I think everybody should get $20.
Well, that's not on the table.
I think so, too.
Of course. I think so, too. Put me down. I think so, too. But that's not on the table.
Why? Why is it not on the table?
Because I'm not a generous, good person. I'm not like Christy or Caleb or Sparrow.
Why are you doing this if you're not a generous
person?
I thought
it would be more snarky. I didn't know we'd end up in this heartfelt, feel-good, warm and gushy place.
I see.
All right, Christy, you have a decision, and you only have 10 seconds. Either you get $10 and everyone else gets $10, or you get $25 and nobody gets anything. Nobody else gets anything.
$10 for everybody.
Okay. She signed off on the deal.
He.
I'm sorry, he, of course.
Yeah.
Okay, so... We have one or two people left to call.
Good job, Christy.
Hi.
Bye-bye.
And we're waiting to hear from Sparrow. I think I need Sparrow's email.
A phone number?
Or an email. At this point, just an email from them. And then who was
Do we have a phone number?
Well, I was going to send you their emails.
But I haven't talked to Sparrow yet. She hasn't signed off on the arrangement.
Oh, but I think she's still entitled to $10.
No, she has to sign off. She could get 25.
What if her email comes in right after the end of the show?
No, but don't we have a phone number now?
No, I don't.
Do we have a phone number for Caleb?
No, I don't have a phone number for Caleb or Sparrow.
Well, then
I don't know. I think that if Caleb or Sparrow or any other kid wants in
not
on this...
Not any other kid. Why would you say that? All the other kids are on you, Friedman.
Oh, and no.
Any other kid. I'm not just handing out $10 to strangers.
All right, well, Sparrow and Caleb, we need an email from you or your parents so that Andy can fork over this $10 to you.
How do you send $10 to people?
You Venmo it.
Can you do that with emails?
No, you got to get the Venmo app. You could PayPal it to them.
With their emails?
Yes. Yeah, Venmo and PayPal both work with...
Oh, God, now I have homework to do?
Yeah.
God.
I know.
What the hell is this? How did this happen? This sucks. The worst show I've ever done.
Well, yeah, I can give you their phone numbers.
Shut up.
I can give you their
emails. I don't want to deal with this crap. All right.
Hey, you're breaking little kids' hearts
here. I'll figure it out. Everyone gets $10.
Shut up.
I know, they're all good kids.
They all did really good
stuff. Yeah, and here you are whining.
Oh,
shut up.
Whining like a little bitch. Because you have to send the money. Because now you have to come clean and come through.
I don't mind the money. It's just the time. How do I do it? Will you do it for me?
No.
Oh, who will do this for me?
Okay, we got Caleb's email.
Great.
And now all we need is Sparrow's email.
Wait, who will do this for me? Johnny is gone until New Year's. Do you have a volunteer that will do this?
Nope, I'm leaving town very soon.
Oh, for the love of God. How do I do this?
We'll figure it out.
Maybe one of these kids will do it for me. They can help.
Maybe one of your kids can do it for you.
Oh, yeah. I think it's about time they earn their
kid.
Well, they could take a page out of Christy or Caleb's book or Gabe or Dakota.
I bet you one of your kids knows how to send checks out.
Bring in the kindling.
And
send
email out. Hey, thank you, Jeremiah, for the newsletter. Jeremiah's brought the newsletter back to life. This is our last show of the year. Next week, it's going to be a clip show put together by John Kay. You know what he did? He went through all the years that we've ever done the Wheel of Fate.
Oh, my God. And he's picked the highlights of that?
And it's the highlights of the Wheel of Fate episodes from all the pledge drives. So that's next week on Christmas Day evening.
Well, That sounds like something.
You have six people you got to mail $10 each to.
How do I do this?
This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Thanks for hanging out with us all year, everybody. Do you want to tell people to have a happy new year?
Thanks for hanging out with us all year, everybody.
All right, we got Sparrow. All right, $60.
Happy new year.
Yeah.
Next year's going to be better. Next year's going to be better. Do you agree, Ken?
I don't know how it could possibly be better than this year.
You're right. Next year can't be better.
Yeah.
We peaked.
We did.
Next year won't be much
worse. This has been a great peak.
Do you agree next year will not be much worse?
Not much worse, no.
That's our promise to you.
Our promise to you. And stay tuned for Weekly World Blues with Matt Fiveash.
Sound of the blues scale. The blues scale is very simple, very useful, but also very simple to build. All you have to do is know your minor pentatonic scales. So in this case, I was playing A.
The blues come so many different ways until it's kind of hard to explain.
Chicago, but I go home, Tennessee.